so happy you're all here. Welcome. This is our this is something I offer every 2 years. I don't do it every year, so I did it in 2023. I'm doing it now, and I'll do it again in 2027 once we've gone through the massive transformation that's happening in the next like 18 months. There might be people that will listen to this that don't know me, so just hi, I'm Julie. And I've pretty much devoted my life to assisting in the process of ascension. All the upgrades to our energy bodies that are involved in it are transitioning from third density to fourth density, carbon-based to silica-based bodies. The whole shift in consciousness that happens through expanding and reaching beyond the confines of, the physical illusion that we're in, so that we can actually create the next world. Because we really are at the end of a world, and we are beginning the creation of a new one. And I know that everyone's like, yeah, right, whatever. It's like, just please try to understand quantum leaps are not logical. Healing is not linear. So we have a tendency with our 3D mind to be like, well, based on how things are right now, it would take, 350 years for us to clean up the earth and blah, 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 and whatever. That's not the way consciousness works when it's ready to shift. And there are so many people that have decided to do this work that it's not even. It sounds crazy that I say this to you right now, but I can promise you that it's done. It's already done. Right now, we're just in the process of like kind of like phasing into the fact that it is happening. Ascension is on. This is third round, and we are completing it this time. Because this isn't just about humans. It's crazy to think about this. This isn't only about humans ascending. It is our entire Milky Way and the entire universe within it that's ascending. And that is a very hard concept to wrap our heads around. There's like vast literature you can read about this. It's incredible. But we are part of the seventh sphere, and Alcyone is the main, it's like the center of the whole creation. It's the golden sun. And we as the seventh sphere are about to illuminate. And it's incredible. It's incredible that we get to participate to this. In a deep, deep meditation moment the other night, all I could see and feel was the upward movement that we're all in. The more you let go, the more you let go completely of the things you held on to, the more you just natural, there's a natural buoyancy. You naturally lift up. So that's the visual I'm receiving from source. I just see everything coming back into the true eternal universe, the true eternal being that we are. Like try to wrap your head around this. The celebration of life is eternal. This is not a go party and then you need to rest for 3 days because you drank too much. No, this is the party is on. The celebration is of life and the unfolding of consciousness and the blossoming of being. And it's never ending. It's never ending. We are on the verge of realigning with the eternal universe that we're from. Another way of understanding this is we're about to realign with our. They call it the 12D spiral as opposed to the 10D spiral, but I don't want to go too deep into that right now. That's something I'll unfold in 2026 and the program I'm going to offer. But just so you know, we've been playing in a finite universe, which is okay because then we get to play at getting old and dying and starting over, and that's fine. But that finite universe was hijacked by an intention, which was about finding a way to survive when you cannot be, when you cannot return to source as an eternal being. So, you know, these little buggers tried to find a way to be immortal, and the 10D universe is their solution to that. It's long story short, they cut off our access to 11 and above dimensions. Because as soon as you get above 12 dimension, you're in your plasma body. Your plasma body is your eternal body. Plasma light is the eternal light. So a little thing was done a long time ago, and we've been being recycled and used in a certain way. And that's ending now. There's enough people, there's enough intervention. It's over. That's ending. And we are coming back in line with our true eternal bodies and our plasma bodies. And that's very, 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 very exciting. And so, this is a very special solstice this year. You know, we're like nestled right in between two super important moments. You know, that Atlas, third eye Atlas thing that has just come back from around the sun as of yesterday. And I watched a really cool podcast. A woman was talking about that. She explained how what was going on with it is the whole time, the whole 3 months it was behind the sun, it was behind the sun with Mars and Venus. And it's like this whole alchemization of new level of relationship between the masculine and feminine energy. And of course, long term, this will change how couples interact, but we're talking about in you. We're talking about inside of you, your action side and your emotion side, your feeling side and your getting shit done side. All that's being alchemized into a new relationship where it's not going to be together. I've done this before, this movement. If you remember this, right? I'm talking about when we're pillars, we're not leaning on others anymore. We're not projecting. We're not playing that game. We are standing beside each other as pillars, standing in their own light, standing in their own source. As an eternal being, you are your own source. So, with that said, let's go. Close your eyes. Allow this to be as simple as this. When I close my eyes on the outside world, I open them inside. Believe it or not, there is a vaster universe within you that anything in this 3D illusion. So when you close your eyes, you open them inside. And just do a little like just little micro movements to kind of tilt to make sure that you're really, really aligned. You know, avoiding this, you know, try to really make sure that your head is on top. Know, there should be a straight line, straight line. And let's see if we can help that get straight, even more straight, just by activating the triple heart connection. Remembering there is a line of light that comes all the way down from the heart of God, enters your crown, through your heart chakra, out of your root, and down all the way into the heart of Gaia. The triple heart connection. Just allow that to get, as soon as you put your attention on it, it activates. You are the bridge that unites God and Gaia, that unites sky and earth. And imagine that there's a magnet. There's like a magnet, and it's in your heart, and it's just there's no effort. You don't need to try to go there. It's bringing you there. It calls you. You become aware with your inhalations that you are literally able to bring yourself deeper into your heart, but it's not effort. It's effortless. Your heart is your home, and it always has been. So here we go, centered in the heart. Imagine from the space of your heart that you can now expand a sphere of light, a ball of light. It starts in your heart, and you're just going to keep expanding it and expanding it. And, you can use exhales if you want to, play with quantum thrust, or you can just do it with your intent. It just keeps expanding, expanding. I want this like all around you. All around you, a good 30 centimeters, 1 foot beyond if you have your arms stretched out. So a nice big sphere all around you. Okay, all together now, let's create an even bigger sphere that contains all of us. So you've got your sphere around you. Nice, nice, nice big sphere. How do I see that sphere? It's got a really cool like sheen going on. It's like shiny, almost like have you ever seen like when powder is in a liquid and it's moving around? It's something like that. And I'm seeing a lot of hues of magenta, turquoise, gold, silver, a lot of key colors. And there's a bunch of like little sparkly energy everywhere in this big, big sphere. So I'm asking Source to concentrate ascension particles into this large sphere. And we're going to play with activating the doorway so we can absorb, bring in these particles more and more because they really speed up the transformation of our bodies. So even if you don't know what they are, it's okay. I will guide you. We are in a huge sphere altogether. Each of us are in our individual spheres. There is a bunch of sparkly, intelligent, sentient information floating everywhere inside of the big sphere we're in. And you are going to start using inhalations to bring some of that shiny, yummy energy into your own sphere. All of it, not just into your physical body. You're inhaling and you're bringing all that sparkly stuff inside of your sphere. And just keep doing that. Every time you inhale, you're bringing in, and remember, these are eternal. This is eternal life science material. There is no finite anything here. You cannot breathe too much of these shiny particles, and then there's less for others. Nope. They are never ending. There is no such thing as you ever consuming them so much that others don't have any. No. So just like, raise the volume, put up the volume on your ability to inhale and bring these shiny particles into your field, inside that sphere you've created, all around you. It's very sparkly. As I said, it's kind of like it's silver, it's gold, it's fuchsia, it's turquoise. It's playing with a lot of the colors, actually, of these particles. Yeah, okay, let this work a little bit because I feel a lot of movement happening. Activating an even bigger opening of the doorways through which you receive these particles. The nine physical doorways, the skin, the eyes, the nostrils, the ears, the mouth, and the belly button. As well as the 13 energetic doorways, the seven main chakras, and then these special evolutionary chakras, the one that is in between your plexus and your heart, called the clairsentience chakra. The one between the heart and the throat, called the harmony chakra. For those of you who were in the Ascension Particle live calls, we created a figure eight between these two chakras going through the heart. If you want to activate that. It's really important to realize your soul knows how to do this. So, if the mind's like, I don't know how to do that, because you're just going to give explanation. If the mind starts, you're just kind of like, hey, it's all good. Receive. Observe. So I feel that figure eight going. We're going to give that a little second. Just a little second for you to feel that properly. To me, it feels like when I inhale, it goes from my heart and it kind of loops up and it touches that chakra, the harmony chakra between the heart and the throat. And then when I exhale, it loops down, crosses through the heart, and then goes and touches the clairsentient chakra. Just feel that little figure eight playing around. Another of the very important evolutionary chakras through which the particles come in is at the base of the skull, right above your neck. The multidimensional chakra. And take a moment to notice that that chakra at the base of your skull is actually a double chakra. It's a line and it goes from the base of your skull through your pineal gland, sorry, and it comes right out of the top of your forehead. We're just playing. This is about feeling. Just play. And the other three evolutionary chakras are all on top of your crown. going through three higher subtle bodies. I'm hereby requesting the activation of these nine physical doorways and 13 energetic doorways, asking that they increase, expand in their ability to absorb and receive these particles, the solar particles, the pranic particles, the celestial and terrestrial crystalline particles, the adamantine particles, the Orion particles, and the sixth dimensional particles. And just receive that sphere you have around you with all these yummy little particles floating around in there. And let that sphere start spinning, either left to right or right to left, as you wish. Just so we get even more movement happening within your auric field. Whew. I'm getting all buzzed out from that. All right. I want you to become aware now that you are surrounded by a pillar of light. It might have had some damage in its top and bottom parts, but we're gonna work on that today. So become aware. I'm just gonna make our big sphere a huge pillar, but become aware of your own pillar. You could consider that the sphere around you is exactly the diameter of your pillar. I want your pillar that big. We're going to make that a gold pillar right now. Oh my God, the heart loves that. The heart of gold and the golden pillar. I want to work a little bit on the top of the pillar. One sec. Just give me a couple of minutes. Okay, I'm going to work on the bottom. A couple of minutes. Okay. Centered in your heart. We're going to do an intention breath right now in order to solidify how clean and clear the pillar is right now. So centered in your heart, asking first that the hairline be as straight as possible. The hairline is a golden thread. It's a very, very important level of your being. It is not, it's hard to describe as a level because you don't have a body in it really. There's just the longings of your soul and your ability to connect to the earth to bring these longings and dreams into existence. So just imagine that golden thread that connects you all the way up to God. It has an emanation point about 3 feet above your head. It has an emanation point right below your collarbones, upper chest, often called the high heart. Its next point is the Ten Tien, which is 3 fingers below your belly button. Oh, I'm glad this. Ooh, more of you can feel it than before. That's so cool. And the last point of it is the molten core of the earth. Just a pure, clean intent. May my hairline be as straight and healthy as possible. Okay, from that straight hairline, let's go. We come centered in the heart, centered in that golden heart. Very slowly, I want you to inhale. And when you inhale, I want you to bring your attention down into your pelvic floor. So that whole area where there's your root chakra and your sacral chakra, like right in the cradle, your hip, cradle of your hips. So nice, slowly, 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 you're inhaling and you're just focusing your attention down in the cradle of your hips. And when you exhale, you bring that energy slowly back up the central line and you will exhale it out of the bridge of your nose. And just so slowly, do this so slowly, full intention, fully present here now with me, with you. Inhaling, you dip down into your sacral area, which is this area of I am me. And exhale, you come up and you exhale out of the bridge of your nose. This helps to activate the pituitary and pineal gland. This is all about your true identity as a celestial being. Inhaling back down into the sacral, the inner child, the little me that we are here. Exhaling back up through the bridge of the nose in awareness of your vast celestial self. And one last time, inhaling into the sacral. Exhaling up the central line, out through the bridge of the nose. We're going to go a bit further now. We're going to inhale all the way down into the feet. Slowly exhaling, coming back up, 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 up the body and just a bit outside of the crown. Inhaling, coming back down. And we're going to go below the feet, about 1 foot, about 30 centimeters below the feet. Exhale, same idea. We're going to come up about 1 foot 30 centimeters above the crown. One last time, inhaling down towards the feet and a bit below them. And exhaling up, 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 just a little bit out of the crown. And now let's go for the full scope of the movement. Inhaling all the way down into the heart of the earth. Exhale, come back up, come back up, 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 all the way up to the heart of God. Come back down on the inhale through your body all the way down to the heart of the earth. I'm doing it slow. Like normally we do it fast, but we're going to do it fast just at the end. And exhaling softly, slowly, be fully present here. You are coming from the heart of the earth back up through this form you're playing in, and up and out you go back to God. And with a big hug from the divine that you are, inhale, bring this all the way down into the core of the earth. And on the exhale, you will be sending it through your heart. So first activation of the heart. And now let's do it again a little bit faster. Inhaling all the way to the heart of the earth. Exhaling up, we go to God. Inhaling back down to the heart of the earth. Exhale all the way back up to God. Just keep expanding. You're actually as big as this thing that we're doing right now. Inhaling all the way down to the heart of the earth. And this time when you exhale out of your heart, it is through the front and the back. And we are activating your 12D pillar. Just be in your heart. Remain aware that every time you inhale, you're just bringing more and more and more of these sparkly, yummy, beautiful little particles in that sphere that you're in. If you want to absorb more, you can even make your sphere spin faster. Wow, there's a really strong activation happening in the I think it might even be the Azure. Well, I'm not ready to talk about information like that, but basically there's a big activation happening in the in the top of the chest. A very important activation. When I stop talking, just be super present, because it's because I'm working in the energies in the field that we're in. Take a moment to feel as you stand in your pillar. Are you able to feel in every direction of your pillar? Are you able to feel the four directions of a divine embodiment? Do you feel, is there a difference in how you feel the energy flowing in the front and the back? Is there a discernible difference in how the energy is flowing on the right and the left? Something incredible to realize. Just becoming aware is almost all of the work. Because once you become aware of where, once you become aware of where your energy isn't able to flow properly, you can go back in there. The only reason energy doesn't flow properly is because either there's stagnant energies stuck there, or there's energies in there that are not even yours, and nothing can survive your full presence and attention. My goal is for you to leave this call today feeling all of your pillar. So noticing. Discerning the flows. How's the flow front and back? How's the flow sideways? Do you notice more flow on the right or on the left? How's the flow of energy coming down into you and coming up into you? And last but not least, how is the flow of energy from your core out to your boundaries, out to the boundary of your aura, and back in? What's the flow there? Whew. You are in your pillar, centered in your heart of gold, your spiritual heart. There is a sphere all around you. You have it spinning one side or the other, right to left, left to right. Your pillar is strong, your pillar is sturdy. I don't sense things above or below and in the top or bottom parts of your pillar that interfere. That's good. And now I will ask you to create a second sphere inside of the one you already have around you. And we're going to get this one to spin in the opposite direction of the one you created before. And what I'm putting in this sphere is a wish that everything in you that interferes with your ability to know, live, and experience your eternal being of light Be hereby neutralized. We're gonna give this about 5 minutes because it's the energy is gonna go up. Just hold on. Do this with me. We hereby neutralize all energies that interfere with our ability to know, live, experience, breathe, and be the eternal being of light that we are. To be neutralized. I'm not even asking for it to be destroyed. Let it be neutralized. And then it's energy. And we can choose to do whatever we want with that energy. I'm going to call on a couple of 5D tools, triple digit scepters. You don't have to understand what I'm talking about. Just receive and feel what it does. Okay, I'm coming right in with the 888 scepter. It is a multidimensional scepter. Any influence that is affecting us from other dimensions that is not working for the highest good of all life, you are hereby seen and asked to leave. Calling on the 222 scepter. It is a gold and orange scepter. Just going to let it work in your body a bit. Scepter 222 and 888 together. Oh, yeah. Multi-dimensional purging. That's the words coming in. Okay, you can release the ball inside the sphere you had spinning in the opposite direction. You can release that now. Whew. Let's just get the other sphere around you just spinning faster and faster and faster. So you can absorb more and more and more and more and more of all the yummy energies going on in this container. Okay, when you're ready, you can release the sphere. And you are now simply standing in your golden pillar of light. We are all standing together beside each other. There's no face-to-face going on here. This is not about projections and pedestals and each pillar is unique and equal. Standing in our pillars. Aware of your physical body. It's almost like whenever you become aware and you put all your attention and loving intention on something, it heals it. So imagine that. Give your full undivided attention for a second to your physical body. Breathing with it, loving it with every breath. Every cell. Feeling how these particles just come right into the skin, the belly button, the eyes, the ears, the nose, the mouth. And then expanding what you are feeling to include all of your aura, your energy bodies. Loving gaze. You know, your aura is your psycho-emotional vehicle through which you get to move your physical body. So inhaling, just inhale, inhale some love and some gratitude here. This is your vessel, it's your vehicle. Becoming aware that the source of your aura is that central line, you know, that central line of energy coming from the crown through the root. Now I want you to become aware of an even deeper level of your being. We already touched it, your hairline. That golden thread, that hairline that represents your soul's intent is a fine golden thread that is inside of the central line. Inside of your aura. Becoming aware of that golden thread once again. Sending it love. Letting it know your intent to fully align with your soul. And beyond, or deeper, I should say, than the hairline, is your core star, your inner sun, the star that you are, the individuated God essence that you are, that has only one desire, if we can call it that. I like to call it the divine pleasure of creating more light. There's nothing your essence wants to do other than that. Remember that image I gave you of that eternal celebration of life, of light, of expansion. That's what the core star level of you is. It will never stop wanting to go have fun and play in environments. Any way that it can bring creations into the world and then bring them back into its core and thereby create more individuated God essence, more God light. So that core starts like deep inside you. If you try to locate it, it's like three fingers above your belly button. But it's kind of hard to talk about it like that because there's no arms and legs. It's a star. You're a star. And let's just go in there. Having that little connection to that deepest level of your being. There's no deeper level than that. If there's anything in the core star, it's not words, it's not images, it's a pulsation. The pulsation of life, of the heartbeat of creation. Just give yourself permission to truly touch that level of you. A level that is indestructible. A level that has never been tainted by anything. No thing can touch pure essence. And from the core star, just become aware there is a direct conduit. There's a direct, it's almost like a little straw, the way I see it. It's a cool looking straw, but it goes from your core star and it enters into your aura through your heart chakra. And of course, it makes perfect sense. The heart chakra is the center. It's the center. It's the bridge between the human and the divine, between the experience of, you know, time and things that change, and the truth of the absolute. And this is all just about you playing and becoming aware. All of these movements, all of these things are always going on in you. This is about amplifying them by leaning into them and offering them your attention, the ultimate service, the ultimate power that you have is where you put your attention and the intention you do it with. Our intention is to wake up. Our intention is to clear anything, everything, all the energies that are ready to be transmuted. And let me rephrase that. Not ready as in like, oh, dark entity, are you ready to be transmuted? Of course it's going to say no. Let me rephrase that. It is what's happening now. There is no changing that anymore. There are legions of angels and beings that exist beyond universes that are like the ones that help create universes that are all on this with us right now. There is no stopping this. I want you to rejoice in that information. Rejoice. The eternal celebration of life. So beautiful. Just allow yourself to shed. Shed everything you have carried. That is not aligned with our ascension. And you can make this a statement. I release from my field all energies, patterns, behaviors, thoughts, beliefs, stories that no longer serve my evolution. Okay, I'm just going to turn the volume up on our pillars for about 5 minutes. And please, all of you, do it with me. You can just imagine there's a little volume button and you're like, woohoo, let's up that up. There's nothing else for you to do than to simply stand in your pillar. And imagine that we can even raise the frequency even more. All of a sudden you discover, oh, wait a minute, that volume button doesn't have a max. It can just keep turning, which is starting to represent our eternal nature and the truth of our energy. The energy is in us. We are source. We are infinite. Okay. It's kind of like just shake your body a little bit, just move a little bit, and just let go of all the, the visuals and the this and the that. Just let it all go. Just a little shake a little bit. And just become very, very, very aware of this area right underneath your collarbone, right here. If you're looking at me, and if not, just I'm sure you feel it because it's so strong. This is a very, very, very important energy center. It's called the Azure. I can try to find information for you on it. It's from the Freedom Teachings, a body of work that's incredible. But this to for this to come back online properly is how we triangulate properly the pineal pituitary and hypothalamus. And more importantly, this is the bridge through which we reconnect to our plasma bodies, which are our eternal bodies. Because like the rest of these bodies, they kind of like disintegrate. So that's part of what's going to be coming in. By the time we finish 2027, my intuition or my feeling is that whoever has fully made the choice to ascend will have fully restored plasma bodies. Because true ascension is us coming back into the eternal spiral. So in order to do that, we need plasma bodies that are back in order, let's say. Sorry, I'm getting a lot of information. So I thought I was about to end the meditation, but just stay focused on on this point right now, this area I'm talking about on your often called the high heart. Just stay focused here for a second. Just be neutral, yet you're aware of this area. All your attention is here. If you want, you can even put your hand on it. And say, yes. Yes. Yes to you coming back online. Yes to the full restoration. And just try to feel that pull that I'm talking about. That pull. It's like our eternal being wants to fully come back into the stream of the stream of the eternal celebration happening. The eternal celebration of life. Of creation. Try to feel that. And it's like, it's not like it's trying to like, like it's not trying to like make you leave. We're bringing the earth with us. So grounded. Keep yourself grounded as you're being pulled upwards. This is about growth, growing. Oh, okay. Asking for complete integration of all the work we've just done. You work with intention, you inhale into your heart the intention, integration of this work. And then you exhale out of your heart like the rays of a sun, 360 degrees, and you send it out through all your auric field. Inhale, set the intent. Integration. Exhale, whoosh, expansion. Bring this intention and this information into all of your field. All of your field. And, third time's a charm. With the intent in your heart on the inhale, integration. You exhale and you lovingly offer this information to all of your system. This is the new set point. This is my natural state. Expanded. Awake, aligned in my pillar. Energy flowing in all the directions. Strong hairline. Very bright core star. Oof. And the beginning of the coming back online of your plasma eternal body. Just so you know, that body is like literally, it's like it's against your skin. It goes through the five layers of your skin. So if you feel tingling on your skin, don't be surprised. My plasma body is coming back online. My plasma body is being healed of the interference that was put in it that made me forget I was an eternal being. Yeah, so don't be surprised like if that energy is going to keep swirling and working on the wow, it's super strong there. Don't be surprised if you're still feeling it like in a couple of days. This is a really, really important coming back online of parts of our energetic systems that have that were disaligned on purpose. And oh, are we ever going to have fun? My discovery today is that the volume button has no maximum. And that should be something that makes all of us rejoice because that's the nature of our eternal being. There's no such thing as an end. There's no such thing as a place where it stops. There's no such thing as a place where it's too much. And with that said, I will start low, just like letting the energy settle. I did a lot more than I was expecting to do with you today and faster than I expected, which lets me know that everyone's speeding up in their ability to absorb and work with energy, whether their mind understands what they're doing. And that's good. That means we are progressively getting out of here more and more, getting out of the mind area that needs explanations and linear things and blah, blah, blah. And more, you're tapping into your what's called the higher mind, which is actually your mind fed by your sacred heart space. And things don't need to be understood there. They're known already. It's just about you coming back in line with that. Good. Done. Okay. So just take your time if you need to move around, if you want to have a sip of water, if you want to stay in that meditative state and just jump off the call, that's perfectly fine too. If you want to stay and chit chat a little bit, I am staying on the line for another 15, 20 minutes, and I'm happy to receive any of your shares, anything you want to that you feel you want to bring into the field, I'm right here. That's it. That's what we're bringing to the field. We're like, it's very advanced 5D technology. Yeah, that was a big call. So I understand the need to get off the call and integrate them. Woof. And that's like a mini little preview of what I'm doing next year. So that's gonna be pretty fun. I don't want to talk about that right now. I'll let you know another time. Just yeah, Silva. I'm happy you love it. I'm so glad you came. Ah. I see my mom and my son beside each other. It's so cool. Thank you so much for coming. I want you guys to talk, I should not blast you guys as hard, eh? Is that what's going on there? My discovery of the volume button that has no maximum.
Oh, I just learned I could unmute.
Ben oui, bien sûr.
Oh, c'est merveilleux. Oh, c'était tellement formidable.
Oh, I'm
J'ai
so glad.
beaucoup aimé. I love this. Thank you,
Good.
Julie. Things and people come into our lives for a reason. Everything is for a reason. And last night, I didn't think I was going to make it because I got very sick. I'm still a little bit sick. I'm fighting a virus. But I find that this whole exercise has helped me to breathe better. I wanted to share that with you.
And
I
the
feel.
recording will be, you'll have the recording in like an hour, so you can do it as many
Oh.
times as.
Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you so much. Any time that you would like to talk, anytime, reach out. I feel very connected. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're a sister.
Ferait un gros câlin, mais t'étais un petit peu loin.
Ouais, mais pas de câlin avec un virus. Alors, un câlin de loin, c'est ça. Merci, un gros merci.
Rien. Plaisir.
Thank you.
How was it?
Good. Almost fell asleep a few times though.
That's okay. Sometimes it knocks us out because it's so strong. And some of the people that are in this call have been doing some of this work with me for a couple of years, and you come in and it's like boom, 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 boom. Here's 3 years of work in 1 hour. You know?
Handle it.
Of course you can, but if it knocks you out, it's just because it's just working deeper, you know? It just gets us out of the way sometimes. But good. Good to know it can bring that level of relaxation. Okay. You got 11 minutes left if anybody wants to say
I
something.
want to say something. The only thing I can say about that meditation today is powerful. Like it was powerful. Like it was, and I felt like it was like, because we're quitting the energy of nine and entering into the energy of one. And I know we're still going to be a little bit in the energy of night in the beginning of the 2026 year, but I felt today like reassurance of the universe, of the source of Gaia, saying to
Yes.
me and to probably all of us and to yourself, trust. Now we're getting to the next place, the next level, that it's more lovely softness, awareness of softness, awareness of who we truly are as soft soul being. This is what I received as a message. So it was powerful. Into the softness. So, and when you're saying
Exactly.
like,
Yes.
when you're saying into the bubble, I saw this at even at the beginning. I saw like before even we start doing the meditation, I saw us like in a bubble, like everyone and a big one, huge around us. And when you're saying like create another one inside of it, I was like, oh my God, this is paradise. Like, such
What?
you know, like. I was like, so thank you, you know, blessing. Thank you. Love you, sister.
Yeah, that reminds me of just letting everyone know it's such a powerful light technology to do that. You know, let's say you're working on something and you're like, whatever, you're like, Michelle, I know you, yes. You spin one ball, you make a ball, like, 30 centimeters bigger than you, like this, like, and then you spin it, spin it, spin it, spin it, and then you can put whatever you want in there: comfort, love, flow, peace, whatever you want to put in there. You know, it's like you're just letting that frequency. And then what you do is when you're ready, you create a second ball inside, you make it spin the other way, and that ball inside is always the same intent. Neutralization. Neutralize suppressed emotions, neutralized traumas, neutralize, just tell it neutralize whatever in my body interferes with my ability to know and feel the love that I am. And it does the work for you. You don't need to like go through everything and process everything unless you're processing it for everyone else in the field. Some of us, that's what we do. It kind of sucks sometimes, but that's what we do, right? But that, just that little double ball thing, it's like boom, in 5 minutes you'll be like, okay, I don't even remember what was bothering me. So that's a good sign that it worked properly. Yes, Michelle.
Well, I have a question, but I also wanted to just share that what was really interesting is that there was during the neutralization part, there's a couple of things that I've been trying to resolve that are out of my control. And they came up, both of them, both issues. It was like this little movie going
Perfect.
off. And I released it, you know, I. And it was the feeling. I mean, sometimes you release, think you release something and you don't, you know, it's still there. It's still grounded in you. And I realized what was grounded is the emotion that was attached to the experiences. And
Yes.
that I'm not feeling that now, you know, and I guess, and I don't want this to be wishful thinking here, but by releasing it, I'll allow it to resolve on its own without me trying to
Of
manipulate.
course. Of course. That is the condition. It's literally the condition that we let go and let God. Like the universe knows how to deal with that stuff going on. You know, we don't need to be like, hey, you need to, you know, you just kind of like, woof. And the reality is that the trapped emotion is what keeps that stuck in your body. So that you understood that, oh, that's huge. Because that's the buoyancy. We let go of the emotion we're holding on to, and like bloop, we just kind of go up, bloop, we just go up, bloop, we just go up. And the higher we go, as in like our frequency expands, the more things shift around us just because of where we're at. It's really cool when you see it, you know, like you're like, oh. And then all that's left of the memory is a neutral memory. Like something you saw in a movie, kind of thing. Yeah. And that's, oof.
Yeah, I thank you so much.
So,
And then
is there a question?
so the question is now that we've been given this these new energies have been placed in our entire being, how does that affect the people around us? Are they going to be feeling this with us, or I'm
Yes.
just curious. I'm just curious because
Yeah, okay.
I have my animals and I have my people that I live with. And so,
Animals respond incredibly, like only positively to any increase in our frequency. They're like, oh, finally, you know? Because the more we increase in frequency, the less we're like in our ego, and the more the animal's like, okay, you're safe. You know, so they love it the more you increase your frequency. People around you, it can go different ways. It depends on their choice. At the end of the day, that's what this is all about. Everyone gets to choose. Some people want to stay 3D, and that's okay. Who are we to be like, oh no, you have to come with, no, whoa, whoa, whoa. You know, like let's give everyone their sovereignty back. At the soul level, everyone has the experience that they are having in order to grow into their next level. Because there's such a thing as soul growth, which sounds kind of crazy because it's an eternal thing. But so you have a little bit of a work to do in yourself about releasing all these people to God. You know, like you just release them to God so that you're not on the, so that you don't get stuck in that little thing where you're like, oh, but I want to, you know, I don't want this, or I want this, but I don't want that to happen. Or because that creates what's called a negative intent. And in your hairline, that makes it very, very hard for you to be able to, like, you know, manifest what you want. Because if it's kind of like, I want this, but not if it means that, God's like, why? What am I supposed to do with this? I don't know what to do with this. So it's like a mixture of make peace and understand that anyone in your environment that's ready to grow will expand with you. Because the reality is, higher frequencies entrain lower ones, they bring them up. That gets problematic if the person's energy, how to say this, if the person doesn't want to be and trained up, you know, and then that's, I just went through something in relation to that. And it can be, sometimes it can be dangerous to be around people that don't want to elevate because our field freaks them out. But then again, Michelle, we're going to trust that, you know, your environment is already ready to receive the expansion of your frequencies. It's like, or else you wouldn't feel so called to do it. Just please release that thing of like, of the ne the that negative intent, you know, that intent that's not just pure positive intent of, I choose to wake up. That's it. That's the intent. And trust that that affects everyone else in a positive way. Even if it makes them realize, yo, I'm not ready for that. Is
Okay, thank
that
you so much.
an
I
okay
appreciate that.
answer?
And yeah, absolutely.
It's not an easy answer to get sometimes to be like, oh, just let everyone decide what they're gonna do with their own, you know, like it's
Thank you so
yeah.
much, Jill.
Oh. Goodness. All of you.
Love you. Take care.
You too. Au revoir. Goodbye. See you soon.